Good morning, Jackson, Mississippi, and all surrounding areas. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice. Your daily dose of reality radio starts now. My name is Clay Edwards. This is, of course, the Clay Edwards Show. I am live here in the 103.9 WYAB studios. If you want to chime in today, the Mack Hike of Flowood Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram phone line is 601-879-0002. And the Guns and Gear text line. And look, man, they're coming for our guns again. They made no qualms about it last night. They went straight to it. The Guns and Gear text line is 769-241-1944. So, again, 769-241-1944 is the text line. Would love to get your text messages and your phone calls, too. 601-879-0002 there. All right, look, let's jump straight into it here. You bunch of devil-worshipping Democrats are going to get to meet your devil a lot sooner than you may think if you even attempt to come for my guns. And I feel like I speak for a lot of different folks out there. So we're going to start there. You know, enough with this gun grab nonsense. You ain't going to take my guns. It ain't happening, hoss. You ain't taking them. No, the old saying, over my dead body. I tell you, we got a Gadsden flag flying in here in the studio. And I'll take a picture of it and post it on our social media. We got a Gadsden flag, and it's like, don't tread on me. That's what I'm talking about, bro. You ain't going to tread on me. It ain't happening. I tell you what, though. We're going to do a little treading on some folks today that have gotten a free pass for a long time. And that is the LGBTQ, L-O-M-N-O-P, agenda mafia. Normal old gay folks, this ain't about y'all. So don't get upset at me. This ain't about y'all. This is about this far-left, gender-bending insanity that they keep pushing on our children. And that's what happens when you push it too far and you make these people think that they're normal when they're crazy. They need to get some help. It's too much of this going on. The ex-shooter yesterday, and God, I hate to politicize a school shooting. I'm not politicizing the deaths. I am going to politicize the shooter. It is what it is. We have to start fighting the left like they fight us. You know, all you've heard for the last 2 weeks is about a white supremacist with an AR-15 shooting up Buffalo. And that was a terribly tragic incident. Just as this school shooting was terribly tragic, and even more so because it was children. I think the death toll is now up to 19 children. God bless their souls. God bless their families. It's tragic. Two teachers and his grandmother, I believe, is the total there. So, I got to doing a little research last night. It didn't take much, took one little Google search. And what I noticed was, or what I was reminded of, should I say. I believe there was only one, and I say only one, I use that term very loosely because one is entirely too many, and it was a big one. There was one major mass school shooting with Donald Trump as president, and that was the Parkland shooting. And that happened in September of 2018, if my memory. I know it was 2018. I think it was September of 2018. But the second deadliest mass shooting in American history was the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. That was another member of the LGBTQ mafia. And a refugee or an immigrant that did that. Yesterday's shooting, and that, of course, the media isn't really reporting this, but you don't have to dig hard to find out. Yesterday's shooter, what's his name? Got it right here. Anyway, Saul something or another. Here it is. Salvador Ramos. Kills 19 kids, two adults and his grandmother, I believe. So another LGBTQ transgender person. Guys, when are we going to start taking, when are we going to quit telling these people, oh, this is perfectly normal. Oh, you like playing with dolls? You must be a girl. Don't let people tell you you're not a girl. I'm going to get called a transphobe. I'm going to get called everything in the book for this show today. And to heck with it, I'll be your Huckleberry. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I'm your guy. Somebody's got to stand up and call this crazy, crazy. That's what it is. There's not a bigger ally, should I say, of mental health awareness on local radio here in Mississippi than me. I am as in as I can be with helping people with mental health issues get the help they need. But we are doing the complete opposite with these gender bender trans kids. We're not getting them the help they need. We're telling them this is perfectly normal. You know, Bill Maher had a segment the other day where he talked about this. He said, you know, I find it awfully strange. They're saying it's just all biological, that the rise in transgender kids is biological. Well, why is it that it only seems to be happening in these blue states like California and whatnot, where you see this huge spike in transgender kids? You can go to a dinner party and every other person there has a trans kid. But in Ohio and Mississippi, you don't see that kind of stuff. You know, on a sidebar here, I don't know if y'all follow that church Into the Wilderness, In the Wilderness. I feel like I can't talk this morning. I think the wilderness, is that the word I'm looking for? Anyway, it's the street preachers here in Jackson. Now, while I don't always agree with all of their methods, you know, like when they were preaching and shouting down people eating at restaurants and fondering. Now, if you're ever going to do it somewhere, that would be the place to do it. But I don't always agree with their methods. But they went to a transgender, a drag queen lunch, I guess, the other day down in Midtown somewhere and protested that. And you can find that on their YouTube channel. It's worth the watch. It's an hour or so. You may want to zoom through some of it, but they're not holding back. And again, I don't always agree with their methods, but their message was on point. Somebody's got to get these people some help. Because what happened yesterday was completely avoidable. That guy bought two guns legally. Now, I'm all for people having their Second Amendment, but my goodness, where were the red flags there? Like, nah, man, you dress like a girl. I am sorry. That there's something wrong there. I mean, somebody's got to say it. For heaven's sake. This is not normal. This is not normal at all. Let's see here. You know, and again, then you get Joe Biden coming on last night. Gun control. I'm tired of it. I'm slap tired of it. Let's take a call here on the Matt Cocker Flowwood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, is this Clay?
Yes.
Hey, Clay, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Well, for the love of Nene, we're calling in.
Say what now?
About the fundraiser?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was doing my morning rant here. y'all got a fundraiser this Saturday out at
Back Porch.
Back Porch 471.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it real quick. What's going on?
I'm going to let my wife tell you about it. She's the organizer. My son, Sam, is sitting here with us. It's kind of his brainchild. So I'm going to let them kind of fill you in on what the details are.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Just fine. Thank you for letting us come on.
Yeah.
We've got a friend, Renee Tatum, who is battling stage 4 cancer, and so our son Sam came to us and wanted to do a benefit concert to raise money for Renee, just to kind of take some burdens off of her. So they're going to be playing some music this Saturday at the Back Porch, which doors are going to open at 11. Music's going to start at 12 o'clock. We're going to take $10 entry fee. I call it more of a love donation, more or less. So all the money raised is going to go towards Renee and her family and just some of the some of the everyday things that they're going to need while she is focused on her cancer treatments. So I'm going to let Sam talk about Pothole Paradise. That's his band, and they're going to be headlining the show.
All right, sounds good.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
So, yeah, Pothole Paradise is a band from Jackson of 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids. And I really think we have something special, and I wanted to just use that to be able to help somebody in the community. And when I heard that she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I had to do something.
Well, Sam, I think that's very commendable of you guys, and I've been a big supporter of live music in this town for a long time, from owning nightclubs and booking concerts and everything else. It's good to see some kids pick up guitars and drums and bass and actually perform again. I mean, I love my DJ friends, but young kids playing in bands seems to be a lost art here lately, so it's nice to know that the great music tradition of Central Mississippi is living on. And I know your dad's playing too, isn't he?
I'm playing as well. So we'll be out there for a few hours, and I believe Chad told me he's got that field lease, so you can bring your chairs and blankets and set up. And of course, Chad's got all the food and drinks, and should be a good time. I think he's going to have some axe throwing stuff out there and some entertainment for some kids. So bring the whole family.
It's going to be a great time. Look, Chad does it great out there. I grew up with Chad right next door to him over in South Jackson. I've told this story on here a bunch. I bet my people are tired of hearing it. But first time I ever ate crawfish was with Chad Horton that when they used to have the St. Paddy's Day Parade, when it would start and stop at the fairgrounds. And like I said, I grew up right next door to him, literally next door to him. And he's a great guy, and he's always giving back. And we're proud to be friends with Chad Horton and Back Porch 471.
Absolutely.
Well, we would appreciate any support, any of the listeners, if they could go to the For the Love of Nene Facebook event or Facebook page. We've got different ways to donate to Renee Tatum, and that's through Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or you could DM us, and we'll be glad to work something out. But just wanted to do something good for Renee and Sam and his band, producing and writing their own music. It'd be a great time to listen to some young artists. Highlight their original music and do some good for Renee Tatum.
That's great stuff there. How is Renee doing in all that? Any kind of update on her?
Yeah, so she's just doing some of her cancer treatments. Unfortunately, like most of those that are struggling with cancer, she's having to do the blood work, and if the blood levels don't meet a certain criteria, then she's not able to do her treatments, and that's one of those weeks that she found herself in this week. So blood wasn't quite right, so they held the chemo, but she should be good. She'll be there this weekend, and she'll get started with her chemo again next week.
All right, so this Saturday at a Back Porch 471, what time does it all start?
Doors open at 11. Music starts at 12 o'clock.
All right, folks, it's going to be one of your last chances to get crawfish, too. The season is beginning to wind down some. I got out and had some this past Saturday myself, and, you know, the shells are starting to get a little harder, so the season's winding down. So get out there, take advantage of some of, if not the best crawfish in Mississippi right there at Back Porch 471, and donate to a good cause. We love to support ourselves, you know, us as Mississippians. So let's take care of one another. Let's get out there to Back Porch 471, hear some great live music, and support a good cause. Guys, thank y'all. And I got the flyer on my phone, and I'll get it shared all my social today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a blessed
one. Thank you, Clay.
All right, Jason, thank you. All right, man, that'd be a great event this Saturday. I'll get that posted on the Save Jackson and the Clay Edwards social media stuff. All right, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back and pick back up with this transgender school shooter there in Texas. Your phone calls are welcome, 601-879-0002. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB.
America, you love your country, so it goes without saying that you also love your ride. And Auto Armor in Flowood wants to help you make that ride shine. Auto Armor in Flowood is Central Mississippi's premier automotive detail and ceramic coating shop, servicing any type of vehicle, including ATVs, boats, and more. Need just a quick detail or paint correction? Auto Armor can make it happen. But if you're set to hit the road in a blaze of glory while flying the old red, white, and blue, Auto Armor should be your first and last call to give your ride a full ceramic coating. Auto Armor is locally owned and operated by the loud and proud American patriot, Clay Edwards. Auto Armor also proudly backs the blue, all military, and first responders. So don't forget to ask for your discount. Call 601-260-0858. 601-260-0858. Or stop in today, fellow Americans. Auto Armor is located at 4394 Mangum Drive in Flowood. Online at AutoArmorMS.com. Auto Armor, unapologetically American.
All right, welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 WYAB and streaming worldwide at WYAB.com and on the TuneIn app. Also, if you miss any of this show, the podcast will be available shortly there after it ends, within about 30 minutes. Just go to ClayEdwardsShow.com or search any and all major podcasting and music streaming platforms. And check it out, man. We've got right at 300 episodes of the show itself. And then there's probably another 100 episodes of archived stuff from before we were on radio. So a lot of good content available there in the archives. All right, man. This segment is going to be brought to you by our good friend Kimberly Harrelson over at Next Home Realty. Listing, selling, or buying a home, it's easier than you may think. In fact, it's just a click away when you work with Kimberly Harrelson over at Next Home Realty. So if you're looking to make a move to or from the Jackson area, then Kimberly Harrelson is the agent you'll want. She knows how to negotiate the best price, buying or selling. Kimberly Harrelson will help you make the right decision with your home. Check out Kimberly's listings. They're online now at KimberlySalesMS.com. That's KimberlySalesMS.com. Or just go to Facebook there and type in Kimberly, spelled properly, Next Home, and it'll pop up. That's Kimberly at Next Home Realty, or Kimberly Harrelson at Next Home Realty. All right, so let's pick back up on this transgender stuff here. I appreciate Jason Stogner and his family calling in, promoting that event this Saturday out there at Back Porch 471 too. But look, man, here's the deal. What did we think was going to happen when we started allowing drag queen story time, drag queen happy hour, drag queen at the daycare? When we started normalizing all this stuff, what did we think was going to happen? When we started letting all these woke companies, Disney, we started letting them groom our kids, even telepathically through these TV shows and just everything they're doing, and giving these people these platforms to shove this crazy stuff down our kids' throats. What did we think was going to happen? Let's take a call. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Clay, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Hey, so I might sound ignorant, but I haven't done my research, but these schools with metal detectors be tacky, but how often do shootings happen with those? Because I feel like if we had metal detectors everywhere and almost cracked down like the TSA does, I mean.
Well, yeah, I heard some pundits last night, you know, when I got home. I went out to eat last night to get home to about 8:30, so I had to squeeze all my show prep in a pretty short amount of time. But I heard some people suggest that we've got to get these schools down to a one point of entry type deal, and have somebody at those. And you hate to do that, but somebody else brought up a really good point on my Facebook last night when I made a post about this. They said, you know, and what about the $40 billion we just sent over to Ukraine? Could you imagine what $40 billion in school and education funding could do for America?
Yeah, look, I'm in the access control, you know, business, and one point entry, metal detectors, crackdown like TSA does, check bags, check even some elementary. But I mean, it might not look good, but hell, at this point.
Well, you know, when I had nightclubs, we had a one point of entry. We'll use the club downtown for example. It was a multi level, and you paid to get in at the mezzanine level. So you came up one flight, paid, then you went up the other flight. You got searched twice before you got to the main level of the club. You got searched at street level, then you went up again where you paid, and you got tapped down one more time. And once in a blue moon, something would get by point one. But point two or point B, we would get them. And usually that meant a security guard at point A had to find a new career because you got one job, bro. But you know, I digress. But we never had a shooting or a stabbing in any of my clubs. And we had a ton of fights. That is what it is. You can't control stupid all the time, but we never had an incident with one point of entry.
Yeah, well, Well, at this point, it seems like it's a must now, you know? I mean, yep. You need cameras, locked doors down, can only get in with, you know, key cards, one point of entry, funnel everybody through and check everybody, no matter who or what. And, I don't know. Good hope, hopefully.
Yeah, man. And look, none of this, for the better part, this did not blow up until we started taking Jesus out of everything. You know, you take God out of schools and you let the devil in. And that's where we're at.
Yeah, and it's funny how, you know, it always turns to gun control, take the guns. No, we just need security control.
Yeah.
Lock it down, you know.
Yeah,
that's all I got, man.
I hate to live in a police state, but these are our kids. I mean, what are we supposed to do? All right, brother. Hey, man, a great phone call this morning. Thank you for listening and calling in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Have a blessed one.
You too.
All right, we got another caller here on the Mac Hike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, now, am I to understand correctly that the shooter was a member of the LGBTQ element of PXYZ group?
Well, according to the pictures I saw on floating around, he was definitely he had pronouns in his Twitter bio. We'll just say that.
Okay, look, man. We need to stop being in denial about mental illness, okay? And need to stop normalizing this stuff. Because all these people started to show signs before they even went out and carried out these acts, whether it was the New York shooting or whether it was this one, okay? But as far as the LGBTQ stuff goes, how much more proof do you need that this stuff is a mental illness? Okay.
And we're about to start on June 1st. We're about to celebrate a whole month of it. All these woke corporations are about to change their Facebook pictures to a rainbow version of their flags. They're going to add two or three more letters to the end of the alphabet soup. I mean, we're all going to fall under it soon.
Well, again, and this is why I don't use Procter & Gamble Gillette products for that reason. Okay. So, you know, if you want to be woke, you go for it. You just won't get my business. You know, it's just that simple. Now, again, back on this mental illness thing, in the DSM-3, gender dysphoria was classified as a mental illness, okay? The DSM-5, they took it out. And according to the American Psychiatric Association study page, they put in there, and I quote, that we did not change the gender dysphoria designation because we had significant evidence to suggest that people were born this way. So what we have to deal with from their mind frame is, why was it changed? It was changed because of political pressure.
No, absolutely.
It is a mental illness. And then now you're talking about letting people with gender dysphoria serve in the military and serve on the front line. Do you really want to give a semi-unstable person a weapon?
Do you want that person in your foxhole?
No, I mean,
with a weapon?
Not even going to the tomfoolery that they might try to pull off in the foxhole. But under pressure and a person's taking hormone pills and injections and things like that, you're going to crack.
I mean, they are intentionally chemically imbalancing people.
Yes.
Most people take medicine to get chemically balanced. They are intentionally throwing a Molotov cocktail of crazy in these people.
You know, two things that the media is not talking about. The increase in gender reassignment surgery and suicide, and the increased violence between lesbian couples in the home, the increased domestic violence. They're not talking about those things.
Oh, yeah, them studs are beating the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't dare denigrate the word stud, but, you know, those screwed-up, mixed-up people are beating each other. They're stabbing and killing each other. As a matter of fact, an anecdotal incident that I know happened, you know, down from where I'm from, East Central Mississippi. Girl was sitting there making money, braiding another girl's hair, and her whatever shot her in the face.
I would laugh at her getting shot in the face, but it was the her whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm not calling them a stud. You won't get that out of me because you're not a stud. You know, try as you might, you'll never be a man. You know, but there's a rise in domestic violence between lesbian couples, as well as child abuse and everything. Let's not forget that famous case out in California where those two lesbians were starving and beating those children, and all those free love woke people was ignoring it.
That's what they do, bro. They stick their head in the sand. They wave their little flag. They scream. They scream unity. Well, I'm here to tell them right now, there will be no unity. There will be no healing. We are coming for you. The gloves are off. If I need to fly the whatever the opposite flag is next month, I'm flying it. I guess I'll just fly the American flag. They seem to hate that one so much, so I don't even have to change that out. That's the one I hanging from the front of my house.
Hey, brother, you pull out your American flag, and I'll pull out my police American flag with my "Don't Tread on Me" flag, and that's gonna be our rallying cry.
Yep,
I
got an American flag behind my shoulder right now. I got a "Don't Tread on Me" flag to my left, and a Trump 2020 flag on the other side. We got it going here in the studio. I got a lions not sheep flag out in my car. I might go get it and hang it up in here.
Yeah, people. I'm telling y'all, get behind the Patriot banner, because you got to understand something. The Democrats ain't going to do it. The Republicans are folding like a car's dick. Every time you look around, they're folding like a deck of cards, you know. And to be truthful and honest with you, the founding fathers would hate both parties, to be honest with you. So, you know, come home to patriotism is all I can tell you.
Yep. Don't vote. Just don't go out there and vote as normal people. It's coming up. Vote. Do your research on these candidates and make sure these people have the same agenda as you do, not just an R beside their name.
And I was, like I said, again, to reiterate what I told you today, I was asking on a different internet show that I agree with a pastor talking about, if you're a Democrat, don't come near me yet. So you can blame them all. I was like, that's it.
You were cutting out. Say that last part again. You were cutting out.
I said, he asked me, do you blame all Democrats? I said, well, I blame you on your silence, because your silence is a form of consent. Yeah, you may not personally support some of the things they silent about it.
So, hey, Derek, you're cutting out, brother. I'm going to cut it off. I appreciate you, brother. I'll holler at you. Hey, you know, as they say, silence is violence. All right, caller, stay on hold. I'm coming to you as soon as we get back from the break. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show on 103.9 WYAB. Into the Clay Edwards Show. We are live here on 103.9 WYAB. And real quick, man, with this weather out there today, if you don't feel like getting out to get lunch or dinner tonight, give Take a Break Deliveries a call. Let them bring it to you. Locally owned, veteran owned food delivery service. Well, actually, there's so much more than just food delivery. They have their own convenience store, so if you need beer, cigarettes, any kind of dry goods of that nature, Let them bring it to you. Go to the website, takeabreakdeliveries.com. You can order from a wide variety of your favorite locally owned and national chain restaurants, as well as liquor stores in areas that have liquor stores. There's some restrictions there. And beer and dry goods. I believe they'll go to Walgreens too. I don't think they can pick up your medicine. I think that's illegal. But they can pick up pretty much anything over the counter, so to say, or off the shelf, however you want to word that properly. So check them out, man. Takeabreakdeliveries.com. Download the app today from the App Store. And I use the promo code CLAY with a capital C, 601. That's CLAY, 601 for your first order, and get $4 off your delivery fee. And then they'll send you a different discount code, a promo code daily, for around $3 off. You can't beat it. The 7 days a week, there's always a promo code coming across my phone. And I'm always taking advantage of it. All right. So here's the thing. Are we going to hold these people accountable? Are we going to quit bowing down to these people every time they get all angry and start, I'm done. I will not bow. I will, I dang sure I won't kneel for these folks. Ain't happening, hoss. So I just saw that this was the deadliest school shooting in America since Sandy Hook in 2012. Last time Joe Biden was in office, there was an Obama, the first gay president, wearing office. It was 2012. Now, I've been sitting on that a while, too. You know, Obama gets a lot of stuff about being the first black president. Obama was the first gay president. You know, I mean, they love to throw out these first. They need to own that one, too. They definitely need to own that one. He did more for the gay community than he ever did the black community. So, let's see here, man. Real quick, a little off subject. Me and the family went out last night to the Raymond Farmers Market, drove all the way from Cross Gates to Raymond and ate dinner. I just want to thank Will and Holly McLeod for the hospitality. One of the best steaks I've ever had. 100% grass-fed. Not wheat or grain finished. 100% grass-fed. And it was phenomenal. You can just taste the difference. And the fried fish. I mean, I'm going to post pictures of it all later. Fried fish. I don't fancy myself necessarily a fish eater. If it's the fried fish is around, I'll eat some. You know, if we go to a fish house, and I'll eat it. But you'll never hear me say, I'm craving fried fish. Let's go get some. Bro, that was some of the best fried fish I've ever had in my life. Not all menu items are available every day, so call before you haul or check out their Facebook page. That's Raymond Farmers Market. And just really good. Just a plug there. I couldn't have been happier. On Saturday nights, they have a 3-pound tomahawk ribeye that'll feed like 3 people. And I may make it back out there this Saturday for that. After eating that steak I had last night, I might make it back out there Saturday to try that thing. I can't say enough good things. It's just old-fashioned, down-home, good folks. The owners waited on the tables and cooked the food. That's what I'm talking about. They got the kids in there working with them, teaching them the value of hard work. It's just a win-win all the way around. So really enjoyed that. I wanted to just tell them thank you. And I recommend them to y'all. It's worth the drive. And if you live out that way, shame on you if you haven't already tried it. All right. Let's see here. On the Black Axis, I apologize. On the guns and gear text line, somebody goes, eating in my neck of the woods. I was. Hey, also, Miss Sylvia texted into the show, and she showed me her flags. Miss Sylvia, and thank her for coming in yesterday. If y'all missed yesterday's show, Miss Sylvia made an appearance here in the studio with us, did the whole show with us, all 2 hours. And she sent me her flags. She has an OG Mississippi flag with the stars and bars. She has a Trump 2020, several more Mississippi flags, a Blue Lives Matter police flag, a couple of those. Of course, she has some American flags, some Trump flags. So Miss Sylvia walks it like she talks it. Or as Master P would say, if you're going to talk about it, you got to be about it. And Miss Sylvia is about it. So just great to have a patriot like Miss Sylvia on our side here at WYAB. We love her. Absolutely do. And yesterday, speaking of yesterday's show, I want to thank the guys from The Rugged Way for coming by, Jordan and Cody. I really enjoyed that show. I'm planning on going on their test run in June. Really looking forward to that, trying to get a team together now. If you might be interested in taking that trip, get in touch with me, clay@wyab.com, or you can text me on the Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944, and get you some information on it, see if it's something you might possibly be interested in. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the podcast and listen to the show and check it out. Oh, man. Let's see here, man. Let me look at my notes. I know there's a few things I want to talk about. And, I want to go back to the $40 billion that we just sent Ukraine. Just imagine what that could have done for American education and infrastructure. And they've already said, this ain't all we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do more. I mean, they said this was the most important thing in the world right now was defending Ukraine. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think we're on day 91 or 92 of standing for Ukraine. Clay has not so much as lifted his pants off a seat for him. I'm telling y'all, I will not be proven wrong on this. Y'all are fighting the wrong fight. And you feel sorry for all the people in Ukraine. What about all the Russian people? I mean, y'all constantly tell me we're supposed to have unity and healing, and we're not supposed to punish a country's citizens for what that country does. But y'all have no problem punishing Russians for what Vladimir Putin has done. And I'm not sitting here standing for Putin either, necessarily. I don't know what he's doing that's so wrong. But, I mean, he's defending his. We ain't got no problem as Americans defending ours. Why do we have such a problem when somebody else does it? We're always blowing stuff up, blowing up countries. But it's a problem when somebody else does it? I'm as pro-America, as pro-blowing up stuff as anybody ever has been. I mean, I cheered when we started dropping bombs over Baghdad and Afghanistan and everywhere else. Long time ago, though. You know, it's so weird how the parties have flipped. Well, I don't know if the parties have. There's plenty of conservatives out there that are rhinos that are all pro-war. But it's funny how I've changed anyway. Let's take a call here on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, you're on there?
Hi, good morning. Hey. I had fun yesterday. That was cool. I hope I get to do it again.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to comment about the $40 million. The reason I believe that President Brandon is so behind the Ukraine is because if Russia does go in and take over, all of his crimes are going to come about that he's done in the Ukraine and how much money he is receiving from them and China. It's going to come out. That's why I feel he is so gun-ho about defending the Ukraine.
It's absolutely it. I mean, that's where they're laundering all their money. And this is all, in my opinion, this is all to protect the Bidens. They are worried to death that Putin's going to find, and not just Biden. I mean, it's Nancy Pelosi. It's all of them. You know, they've been using
all of them. It will come out. I do believe it's going to come out just how much criminal activity they are involved in. And I know the time on the show is short, but that was all I wanted to say, and I'm going to let you finish it out. Have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye. Yeah, look, man, that's how this is playing out. We are defending Ukraine because we are defending our politicians' dirty, dastardly deeds. They love that there was a school shooting. I'm going to tell you what. If Democrats can't kill your baby in the womb, they're going to do it in the classrooms. They love this. This is the party of depopulation. Why do you think there's about to be food shortages? They love this. They said there's going to be, what, a 20-25% decrease in humanity by 2025? The population, decrease the population by 25% by 2025? We're right on course. We are right on course. Come the fall, after harvest season, and we're coming up short, I'm telling y'all, you need to be stockpiling foods that will last you a long time. It's about to get ugly. Will it be as bad in America? Probably not. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be beans and rice. But these third world countries, I mean, bro, it is popping off in places like Sri Lanka, and these other places, it's going to get ugly. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. You need to be out at places like Guns and Gear, buying all the bullets and ammo and guns you can. You need to be down at your local farmers markets, stockpiling. You need to be getting the MREs. Whatever you need, bro, you need to get it. It is coming. And somebody gave me some great advice yesterday, and I know I'm rambling this morning. I'm fired up. I wish I had 3 hours to talk today. I could make more sense of all of it. Somebody made a good point yesterday. They said every time you're out, get down to about a quarter of a tank in gas, fill up, top off. As high, as quick as gas is going up, you will save money in the long run by keeping your car on full. It ain't coming down. It's going up. So I stopped with a quarter of a tank yesterday, topped off another $60-something, by the way. And good Lord, when I was out in Raymond yesterday, we were in Crystal's car. It needed some gas. I stopped at a gas station there in Raymond. It was $3.29 a gallon. When we got back into Jackson, it was $3.09 or $3.05 on 18. I ain't stopping at a Jackson gas station for 99-cent gas. But it was amazing how much cheaper it was just a couple miles down the road. All right, you're listening to the Clay Edwards Show, and we'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. Edwards Show. As we get ready to land the plane for the day, let's jump straight to the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. We got Mary on the line. Hey, Mary, you got about a minute.
Hey, good morning, Clay. I wanted to go back to the shooting, the school shooting, and the mental illness and the gay stuff. You kind of caught me off guard. I was sitting there like forgot I was on hold. But besides all the gay and lesbian stuff going on and mental illness with that, why aren't people, like when we see people online and all these videos of people fighting and stuff and people, oh, you got my order wrong, and then they, you know, wreck the stores. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all these videos.
Yeah.
Why are people laughing at that? Why aren't people looking down at that like as mental illness?
Well, it's absolutely mental illness. And hey, look, Mary, I got to jump off here. I'll finish this off here. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hey, yeah, we got about 20 seconds left here. Look, that is absolute mental illness. And it's created by this anxiety pumped into these communities by the media. Everybody black is going to get killed by somebody white. Everybody gay is going to get killed by somebody trans something or anti-trans or whatever. They're pumping them full of hate and fear. All right, guys, that's it. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Great show today. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. as the Clay Edwards Show discusses all that is going on in and around the city of Jackson.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Right here on 103.9 WYAB.